The righteous cause myth has actually been very destructive for the world. And I'll show you how.
We will be going back into Afghanistan as we went back into Iraq and Syria.
Senator Lindsey Graham, who is heavily funded by the defense industry, is itching to reinvade Afghanistan following Biden's withdrawal of US troops.
We'll have to, because the threat will be so large. Why did we go back to Syria and Iraq? Why do we have 5,000 troops in Iraq today? Because of the caliphate rising, projecting force outside of Iraq, killing Americans, killing the French, attacking the British. So yes, it will be a cauldron for radical Islamic behavior. You cannot deal with this over the horizon.
How, by what warrant or legal right in international law does the United States take the oil of the sovereign nation of Syria?
Well, what you don't understand is that these oil fields are in areas where the SDF operates. This was the chief source of revenue for a long time for ISIS.
The optimism is misplaced, let us say, because these people have gotten us into one debacle after another. And if, you know, when Lindsey, I'm going to pick on Lindsey Graham again because he's been the biggest warmonger in the Senate, when he speaks, if there were little logos on the screen, Iraq war supporter, this war, if people understood, okay, this guy's told you the wrong thing five wars in a row, then we let him speak and let everyone understand this guy gets it wrong every single time.
I want to congratulate the president for making sure that the oil revenues never fall into the hands of the bad guys. And the way you secure this is a win-win. The SDF will get more money if we can modernize the oil fields. We're not going over there to enrich America. We're over there to help our allies, deny our enemy resources that will allow them to get stronger over time. And finally, and this is okay, to lower the cost.
He said reformation must be effected. Reformation. The foundation of their institutions, both political, municipal, and social, must be broken up and relaid, or all our blood and treasure shall have been spent in vain. This can only be done by treating and holding them as a conquered people. Now, he's talking about Southerners, but could we not say this about any place the United States invades in the 20th century? This is the same kind of rhetoric that's used. This is why I said the righteous cause conquers the world. Reconstruction to Stevens was giving law to the vanquished and elevating the oppressed population or freedmen. And again, what do we do in all these places we blow up? Well, you have to give law to the vanquished. Those that are enemies have to be vanquished and given law, and those that we save have to be elevated. It's our policy. Now, what about economic aid to the vanquished? That wasn't done during Reconstruction, but we would do that in the 20th century. That would be the Marshall Plan and other things. So there were Southerners whose families lived through Reconstruction, and they took part in the post-World War II world. People like George Marshall and Cordell Hull. I mean, all these people recognized what Reconstruction did to the South, and so they wanted it to be a little different for the rest of the world, but still, we have this idea of giving law to the vanquished. This is the basis of American foreign policy, and you have to go to the 1860s Republican Party to find it.
This noise is incessant, and the arrogance of a Lindsey Graham or the American Congress that thinks we can do whatever we want, wherever we want, and win whenever we want, when everything has been trillions of dollars of cost and one disaster after another, that arrogance actually continues until today. It's not fear, it's arrogance that's the fundamental driver.
In the face of, I mean, they haven't won a war in 80 years, so the U.S. military has not won a war in 80 years. So I'm not attacking anyone. I say that with sadness, but I don't understand on what basis this optimism arises.
People over there telling the Ukrainians that we're going to back more. What we're trying to do is calm this down. What President Trump is trying to say is, like, look, we can't have Lindsey Graham and particularly Zelensky leading us into a third world war with a deep strike into Russia. And Putin came back today and said, hey, we're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to see who's accountable in Ukraine and beyond. And that was a message to the United States. What he's doing over there right now is stirring it up. He's giving Ukrainians false hope that we're there to support them on engaging Russia in a kinetic conflict.
You that build on the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind desks. I just want you to know we can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but built to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eye. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
Of a summer, early fall invasion, a new offensive by Putin. He's playing the game at the peace table. He's preparing for more war. And I think the Senate is fed up with Putin. The American people see Putin as unreasonable. They say Ukraine is trying. President
you
Trump
lie
is
and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe. But I see through your eyes and I see through your brain. Like I see through the water that runs down my drain.
We have all kinds of things trying, you know. Now we have Lindsey Graham wanting to put 500% tariffs on virtually the whole world if they do business with Russia, not really understanding that if they continue to do business and they get a 500% tariff, it'll be a worldwide embargo. It'll be a shutdown of trade with those countries. It'll be more catastrophic than any tariff we've ever had in the history of this country.
There are people, Lindsey Graham I would put in this category. I would put Lindsey right here. Lindsey Graham wants him to use a nuclear weapon. And then Lindsey Graham wants us to execute a first strike. I'm convinced of that. The man is certified.
There was Lindsey Graham back in 2014 in the U.S.-backed coup. He was involved in that. He was, of course, a big proponent of every war, the phony war, the real war, but on the phony pretext in Iraq, and all of the other adventures and escapades that have endangered American security, cost trillions of dollars, have been complete debacles. These two are just disgraceful in their substantive views. I don't mind senators having views. They should have views. These just happen to be people with completely wrong and despicable views that are endangering you and me and the rest
you
of the
and
United
with
States.
The blood that runs down.
This is a real Strangelovian psychopath who is forming the direct bridge with the EU to undermine whatever's left of Trump's diplomacy, which I think will ultimately.
Say something about Senator Graham. There will be news coming out in the next couple of months about how he has profited financially off of money that came out of Ukraine, laundered through Latvia, and made its way into his bank account.
Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll. All the money you make will never buy back your and your death will come soon, and I'll follow your casket in the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you lower into your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Better wake up to the fact that we're getting sucked into this war. If the intelligence community actually did this, this is an act of war against Russia. Did the American people vote to go to war with the Russian people?
The DOGE cuts are somewhere between 150 and 200 billion. So we've now increased spending at the get-go more than all the DOGE cuts. So I think Elon Musk did an amazing job, found all this stuff, and then we're dwarfing it with new spending. We shouldn't be doing that. This has always been, to me, from the very beginning, a bill that was hijacked and conceived of by Lindsey Graham to explode the military caps, explode military spending. They gleefully say, oh, we're getting it without having to give the Democrats anything. We're doing it Republican only, so we're going to get more military money. But military already went up 3% this year, and then they're going to pad it with another $150 billion. I don't think you can be conservative, fiscally conservative, and be for unlimited border money and unlimited military money.
Thank you for coming tonight. Thank you to the crocodiles. Thank you to all of you.